Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the DDP. Back in the late 90s, there was a Christian band that came along that wrote a song. It became very popular in contemporary circles. It was always a favorite of mine, called Open the Eyes of My Heart. And the song dealt with the singer, the praiser, wanting to be able to see God through a different gate than the natural eye. We don't claim to see God with our natural eye because God is not moving in the natural realm in the same way we are in the natural realm. He definitely exists in the natural realm, but we don't see him in the way we see each other. However, that's not to say we don't see God. We see God through his creation, but that's not the greatest revelation of God. We see God through the gospel. We see God through the cross. And these are better ways, I guess you could say higher ways of seeing God. But what that song was doing was trying to say, there's a way to see God that comes from the heart. I'm sure the songwriters knew that they were writing scripture. And surely that's where they got it. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, Paul prays that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The eyes of your understanding. The word used there in the Greek for understanding is better translated and is translated in other passages in the New Testament as hearts. So the author, Paul, is saying, I'm praying that the eyes of your hearts be enlightened. Now, of course, we know he's metaphorically speaking. He doesn't think there's eyeballs in your heart, but he's talking about your heart being able to see what your mind can't see or what your eyes can't see. And this we would call follow your heart. And it doesn't mean that our heart is, running away from us. But it would mean that our heart has the ability to see things by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that our natural eyes can't see. We're not talking about wishing and hoping. We're talking about seeing the things of God, being enlightened by revelation. Because remember, the previous verse said that the spirit of wisdom and revelation come through a knowledge of Jesus, and that then out the eyes of our hearts are enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So as our heart eyes, for lack of a better term, as our heart eyes are opened, we begin to see what God's calling is for us, as well as how wonderful it will be to operate in that call and walk in the fullness of our inheritance. In my own ministry, having resigned from the local pastorate, stepping into the realm that I don't even fully understand, but an area where I know the eyes of my heart is seeing the hope of a higher calling, I don't feel like I'm flying blind, even though in the natural realm I don't completely know where I'm going. The reason for that is the eyes of my heart are opening to see God in a way that I haven't seen God, to judge myself and my place, not just upon what I'm doing, but based upon who I am, so that I don't just have an identity of pastor or preacher or even husband or father, but that I begin to see myself as he sees me. Truly, opening the eyes of our heart is coming to an understanding of who we are in the eyes of God rather than the eyes of man, because when God sees us, the heart is what he's looking on. Just as Samuel was instructed by God to find the next king of Israel, and he looks at David's brothers and finds no king, something in his heart didn't feel right. So God said, don't look at the outside, look where I look, which is on the heart. And when Samuel followed his heart, he looked on the heart of David and found the next king. Listen to your heart. That's where the Holy Spirit is speaking the loudest. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.